Welcome back on the Cacique Pregame Show, getting ready for Game 4 of our series this week against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview, Part 2 with Rider center fielder Dylan Dreiling. In case you missed Part 1 yesterday, it's available online, but let's get to our conversation with Dreiling. To change topics a little bit, you mentioned hitting a lot of home runs. Does playing in this lineup, the way that it's played in the early part of this season, hitting so many homers and the offense being so ablaze the first couple months of the season, does that remind you at all of being on that team?
Yeah, for sure. It's a great team to be around just because there's a lot of good hitters on this team. And then also, like, being in this lineup, you have a lot of protection, I would say, because, you don't want to face Chavi and then – like, you can just go down the whole lineup, and you don't want to face this guy, so you got to pitch to the guy before, and it just is kind of a snowball effect, I guess. It's been sick. It's been good to learn a lot from these guys who older, been in Pro Bowl for a long time, so it's been good.
How do you approach hitting out of the two spot? You mentioned Chavi, he's the leadoff guy, and he's been there all season. When you hit, you're mostly out of the two spot. How do you approach being in that part of the batting order?
Really just trying to see pitches, I guess, because I feel like as a guy early in the lineup, 1-2, you're trying to see pitches run the guy out of the game. So I've had a lot of experience hitting in the leadoff spot, which is the two-hole to me is kind of like leading off. So trying to see a lot of pitches. And then also you got Chavi leading off, so he's on base a lot, so I'm trying to do damage. So it's kind of a mixture of both, I would say, and trying to pick the right times when I want to see pitches versus when I want to do damage early in the count.
It is your second season in professional baseball. You spent all of last year in High A Hub City. When you look back on it, what are some of the things you like that you did last year in Hub City, and what are some of the things you pointed to for things to improve for this season?
I mean, really, I guess I have improved based on, like, just sticking to a routine. Last year, there's a lot of stuff that I, would go 0-4, 0-5 one day and then come to the yard the next day thinking I needed to change something or fix something, which baseball is a hard game. You're going to go 0-4. You're going to go 0-5. So just coming to the field the next day and just doing the same thing and continuing to stick to your routines, that's helped me a ton this year, and that's one thing that I did want to improve on over the offseason, is just like not being so quick to change, like just going with the flow. Like you're gonna have bad days, it's baseball. So that was the main thing coming into this year, and then also in the outfield, like I can be a really good outfielder. So that was one thing I really wanted to improve on this offseason and spring training, because I didn't feel like I was at my best in the outfield last year. I learned a lot. I hadn't played center field in a long time, and I played center a lot last year. So that was good for me development-wise. But this year, I'm really just trying to put everything together at the plate and in the outfield. So
when it comes to trusting yourself day-to-day, was there a moment where you feel like you realized you needed to do that a little bit more?
Yeah, in the fall league, really. Last year, I was trying all these different types of stuff. And then in the fall league, I hit with Matt Lawson, who's our AAA hitting coach. And every day we did the same exact thing in the cages before the game. And I started hitting the ball hard too, so I was, and also the fall league's hard. Like, you face a lot of good arms. So I was just, like, I'd have one good day, and then I'd have a bad day, and I'd go and do the same exact thing in the cage. And it really taught me that, like, you don't need to go and change stuff every single day. Like, your routine, it is what it is, because that's the stuff you need to improve upon. And that, it really helped me. So,
given that, how do you view your early results this year with Frisco?
I mean, I would say they're good. I'm hitting the ball hard. I'm walking. And then also, like I said, I'm trying to really improve my defense. So far, I would say so good.
All right, that's Dylan Dreiling here on the Cacique Pregame Show. Dylan, thank you for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.